Hello everyone, this is Brandon Tyson, and I thought I'd put together a recording for you guys on how to use the ribbon in Windows. There's been some discussion on this and some other things on the Windows 10 list for screen reader users, and so I thought I'd put this together for you guys and kind of explain this a little bit and how to navigate it from the keyboard and things of that sort. I'm going to show you two different examples here, the first being File Explorer, and then the second being WordPad, because while they both use ribbons, they work very slightly differently, and I want to show you that, and we'll kind of just go through this here, and I'll kind of take you through it, and it shouldn't be too bad, so we're going to start with the File Explorer. So the recorder I'm using doesn't allow me to minimize to the desktop directly because it has a tendency to pause the recording. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to go to the system tray first and then tab over to the desktop.
User promoted notification area toolbar. Actions recommended. Button. Actions recommended. Tooltip. Show desktop button, desktop list, system information 17 of 19.
I am, I use the desktop to store a lot of my stuff. I prefer that rather than using taskbar and other things like that, but we're going to go to this PC.
TW Blue 18 of 19, this PC 2 of 19.
Press enter on this.
This PC window, items view list, folders grouping expanded. 3D objects not selected, row 1, column 1, 1 of 10. Tree view. Level 1, this PC collapsed, 2 of 3.
Okay, so we're in this PC, File Explorer window. Of course, you can tab around here.
Status bar. View modes grouping. Details radio button not checked displays information about each item in the window. Control plus shift plus 6.
Okay, so you can see that we have the File Explorer window.
Up man toolbar. Up to desktop. Alt plus up arrow. Button. Address. This PC toolbar. All locations split button. Search box edit search this PC. Land. Tree view. This item.
So as you can see, you have standard interface there that you can just tab through. So you have your tree view and the list of files and folders and things of that sort. And then you have the status bar that allows you to switch the view from details to large icons or other views there. But for people on Windows 7, you'll recall that this used to be a menu bar when you would hit the Alt key where you'd have File, I think it was File, Edit, View, there were some other ones in there, Tools. And there were various things in there, but now it's been replaced by the ribbon, so if I hit Alt, you'll hear this.
Ribbon property page. File tab drop down button grid sub menu open new windows, change advanced folder and search options, and more. Alt F.
So this is file, so if you want to get to file related functions, like you can just press down arrow, like you would in Windows 7.
Open new window grouping. Open new window split button. Open the selected location in the new window. Alt F N menu.
So Alt F N means that you press Alt, then you press F, and then you press N. So I'm gonna down arrow now.
Open Windows PowerShell split button unavailable. Open the window. You can use the type commands in a Windows PowerShell. Alt F R. Change folder and search options. Change settings for opening items, file and folder views, and search. Alt F O. Help grouping. Help split button. Get help. Alt F H. Close this window. Alt F C.
Then what's cool here is if you go below this.
Frequent places grouping. Downloads Alt F 1. Desktop Alt F 2.
Here's your recent places.
Documents Alt F 3, pictures Alt F 4, phone tones C, User speed download WAV, Alt, F5. Word race, C. User speed download salmon brand.
So you have
Media, C. User speed downloads waves, Alt, F7. Music, Alt, F8. Videos, Alt, F9. Open new window.
So that's the file menu. You can see that now it contains recent places in there. If we press escape to get out of there,
File tab, drop down button, grid sub menu, open new windows, change advanced folder and search options, and more. Alt F.
If we work our way to the right now by hitting right arrow,
ribbon tabs, tab control, computer tab sub menu, Alt C.
Now, computer tab sub menu, normally in the ribbon you just can tab around here and you'll get to the main stuff on the page, but if you do that here,
minimize the ribbon button, show the ribbon so that it is always expanded even after you click a command. Alt Y. Help button, get help. Alt E. File tab, drop down button, grid sub menu, open quick access toolbar, toolbar. Properties button, show the properties for the selected item. Alt 1. New folder button, unavailable, create a new folder. Alt 2. Customize quick access toolbar button. Ribbon tabs, tab
control. So notice that
computer tab sub menu, Alt C.
You don't actually get to the content of that tab. So in File Explorer, you want to press enter on this.
This PC window, ribbon property page, ribbon tabs, tab control, computer tab selected, press sub menu, computer property page, location toolbar, properties button, show the properties for the selected item. Alt C P R.
So now when you press enter, it immediately takes you to the first option on that tab. So if you tab forward now,
open button unavailable, open the selected file with the default program. Alt C O. Rename button unavailable, rename the selected item. Alt C R.
Now these are unavailable because you can't rename anything in this PC.
Network toolbar. Access media drop down button sub menu, connect to or disconnect from a media server. Alt C M.
We'll go in depth into more of these in a couple minutes, but we'll keep tabbing around just to show you what's here.
Map network drive grouping. Map network drive split button. Map network drive create a shortcut to a shared folder or computer on the network. Add a network location button, create a shortcut to an internet location, such as a website or FTP site. Alt, C, L. System toolbar. Open settings button, change settings and customize the functionality of your computer. Alt, C, C.
This used to be open control panel, but it looks like they have changed this. We can explore this in a minute.
Uninstall or change a program button. Uninstall a program. Change installed features or repair an installation. Alt C U.
Now you might be wondering why we're seeing this stuff here, but this is primarily because we're in this PC folder, and which you can think of that as like my computer in Windows XP or a computer in Windows 7. So it kind of just provided a central location for some of these tasks. So this will this kind of changes depending on where you are in the folder structure and whatnot. So I'm going to continue to tab forward.
System properties button, show information about your computer, such as the processor speed and the amount of installed memory. Alt C S. Manage button, manage storage, events, task scheduling, services, and more. Alt C G.
And again, this is on the computer tab, and so it kind of makes sense why you see some of these listed. So I'm going to keep tabbing forward.
Location toolbar. Properties button, show the properties for the selected item. Alt C P R.
So that's the end of the computer tab. So what we're going to do now is we're going to press escape to go back up to the main tabs.
Computer tab sub menu, Alt C.
Go into the right from there.
View tab submenu, Alt V.
You have the view tab, and just like the last tab, you want to press enter to open this.
This PC window, ribbon property page, ribbon tabs, tab control, view tab selected, press submenu, view property page, pane toolbar, navigation pane drop down button submenu, choose what to display in the navigation pane. Alt V N. Preview pane button, show or hide the preview pane. Alt, V, P. Details pane button, show or hide the details pane. Alt, V, D. Layout toolbar. Views grouping, change your view. Views drop down button, grid sub menu, Alt, V, L. Current view toolbar. Sort by drop down button, sub menu, sort the items in this view by a column. Alt, V, O. Group by drop down button, sub menu, group the items in this view by a column. Alt, V, G. Add columns drop down button, unavailable sub menu, display more columns of information. Alt, V, A. Size all columns to fit button, unavailable, change the width of all columns to fit their contents. Alt, V, SF. Show slash hide toolbar. Item checkboxes, checkbox not checked, use checkboxes to make selecting multiple items easier. Alt, V, HT. File name extensions checkbox checked, show or hide the set of characters added to the end of files that identifies the file type or format. Alt, V, HF.
So you can get to some of these things in folder options, but this is another way to get there.
Hidden items checkbox checked, show or hide the files and folders that are marked as hidden. Alt, V, HH. Hide selected items button, unavailable, hide the selected files or folders. Alt, V, HS.
So this is kind of nice. If you have items selected, you can actually have it exclude those items so they won't be shown to you, is what that is looking like to me.
Toolbar. Options grouping, change settings for opening items, file and folder views, and search. Options split button.
Okay, so this is another way to get to the options that were found in the file menu.
Pane's toolbar. Navigation pane drop.
And it looks like we're back to the start of this tab.
Preview the layout current view group by add such show file hidden pot toolbar.
Yes, we
pane
are.
Tool preview the layout.
So I'm going to press escape to go back up.
View tab sub menu alt V. Minimize the ribbon button.
And at this location, these are the only tabs that exist. So to actually look at some of these and show you how to really work with some of these, I'm going to go
desktop
into my documents folder here.
Documents. Items view list. BN manual.
Okay. So we're going to
selected
use this manual folder that I have here to kind of play with. So if I have this folder selected right now, now that we're no longer in this PC, but we're instead in my documents folder, let's look at how this ribbon changes.
Ribbon property page. File tab drop down button, grid sub menu, open new windows, change advanced folder and search options, and more. Alt F.
So you still have the file menu, but if we right arrow now.
Ribbon tabs tab control. Home tab sub menu Alt H.
We have a home tab now.
Share tab sub menu
Share
Alt
tab.
S. View tab sub.
View tab.
Minimize.
And so the only tab that's remained the same.
Ribbon home.
Is the view tab.
View.
The share and home tabs are new. So we're going to go over to the home tab.
Home tab sub menu Alt H.
And again, I'm just using my left and right arrow keys. Now, when I want to open the home tab, just like before, we press enter.
Documents window. Ribbon property page. Ribbon tabs tab control. Home tab selected, press sub menu. Home property page. Clipboard toolbar. Pin the quick access button, pin folder to quick access. Alt H. PI.
So pin folder to quick access. Quick access is the default location that opens if you just choose File Explorer or you press Windows key E. And quick access can be pretty useful. You can put your most used stuff there, your most used files, most used folders. Windows will kind of learn that over time and show them to you there. But if there's a folder that you use very often, you can pin it there so that it's always showing, and that is what this option will do. So we're going to go ahead and press tab again.
Copy button, copy the selected items to the clipboard. Alt, H, C, O.
Now again, just because these items are on the ribbon doesn't necessarily mean that this is the most efficient way to access them, because you can get to copy by pressing Control C when you're on the item you want to copy. But it's here, so if you want to do that, you can. If you tab, again.
Paste button unavailable, paste the contents of the clipboard to the current location. Alt, H, V.
Okay, Paste is unavailable right now because there is nothing to paste. If there were, then you would be able to click this and it would go ahead and paste into the folder that I have open. Again, Control V would be the quick way to access this, but if you want to do it from the ribbon, you can do it by pressing space or enter on this button. As you also notice, it said Alt HV, which means, of course, you hit the Alt key, then you press H, then you press V to activate paste from the ribbon if you want to use the ribbon shortcut keys. Again, I'm going to press Tab.
Cut button, move the selected items to the clipboard. Alt H T.
Okay, cut. You can also do that with Control X, or you can access this here.
Copy path button, copy the path of the selected items to the clipboard. Alt H C P.
So this is nice. You can, if you want to open this, for example, in like a command prompt or something like that, you can copy the path to the clipboard, and you can then open to a command prompt or a PowerShell, whatever your preferred terminal is. And you can just paste the path in there and go right there. I haven't done it with PowerShell, but I know that PowerShell does support a lot of the same commands as CMD. So given that, I think it would work the same way in PowerShell. So I'm going to press Tab now.
Paste shortcut button unavailable. Paste shortcuts to the items on the clipboard. Alt-H-T-S.
If we tab again.
Organize toolbar. Move the drop-down button submenu. Move the selected items to the location you choose. Alt-H-M.
So this is kind of nice. This will actually give you the ability, without navigating to the folder directly, it'll let you choose where you want to move the files to. And I'll show this to you in a little bit. Because if you remember the XP days, you could actually go, you'd have like a file and folder tasks, and if you went down through there, you'd have a move this file button, and you could actually use, I think it was a tree view if I remember right, and you could select the folder you want and hit OK, and it would move. And this works very similarly to that, so I can show that to you in a little bit. I just want to show you the layout of this first, so we're going to press Tab again.
Copy the drop-down button submenu, copy the selected items to the location you choose. Alt-H-C-F.
Again, copy to, this works just like the move option, except that you're copying the files instead of moving them. Tabbing again.
Delete grouping. Delete split button, delete. Control plus D, move the selected items to the recycle bin or permanently delete them.
So you notice that it says delete, Control D. You can use the delete key to delete items. You can press this delete button, or in the list of files, you can actually press Control D to do a delete. I typically use the delete key, but you can do Control D, and it will work just the same. And again, because this is a split button, we'll come back and explore this, because when there's a split button or a drop-down button, that means that there's some additional options that you can choose from. So we'll tab again.
Rename button, rename the selected item. Alt-H-R.
So, being that I am on a folder here, I can choose to rename it, but you can also get to this quickly by pressing F2. But again, it's here.
New toolbar. New folder button. Create a new folder. Alt H N.
Again, you can do a new folder. The shortcut for this is Control Shift N if you're in the list of files, or you can press the shortcut keys that are mentioned here. And I will press NVDA Tab to let you hear the shortcut key again.
New folder button focused, create a new folder. Alt-H-N.
Alt-H-N is the way to create a new folder using the shortcuts from the ribbon. If I tab again.
New item drop-down button submenu, create a new item in the current location. Alt-H-W.
So this is like if you have no items selected in a folder and you do a Shift F10 or application key, and you go to the new submenu and it has options for like folder, text document, shortcut. You can do things like that in here too.
Easy access drop-down button submenu create a way to access the selected location quickly and work with offline files. Alt H A.
Now I haven't used this, but we can go in here in a little bit and see what the options are.
Open toolbar. Properties grouping. Properties split button properties. Alt plus enter. Show the properties for the selected item.
Now it's offering to go to properties.
Open grouping. Open the selected file with the default program. Open split button.
Open split button. Again, there's options there.
Edit button unavailable. Edit the selected files. Alt H E.
There's nothing to edit because this is a folder.
History button. Show history for the selected item. Alt H H.
You can get a history there.
Select toolbar. Select all button. Select all items in this view. Alt H S A.
That's just like doing Control A for select all.
Select none button. Clear all your selections. Alt H S N.
Clear.
Select none.
Select none. So you can unselect everything.
Invert selection button. Reverse the current selection. Alt H S I.
Never understood what invert selection does. I've seen it in a couple places. I haven't used it, but I haven't really needed to up to this point.
Clipboard toolbar. Pin the quick access button. Pin folder the quick access. Alt H P I.
I believe that we are back to the start of this tab. Also, a note here, if you do application key or shift F10.
Add the quick access toolbar A. Show quick access toolbar below the ribbon S. Minimize the ribbon checked in. Add the quick access toolbar A.
It doesn't say so, but we're basically in a context menu now, and I'm using my up and down arrow keys, and one of the things you can do is add to quick access toolbar. If you remember when we were tabbing across the ribbon before we opened any of these tabs, you had the quick access toolbar and it had on there like properties, new folder, and stuff like that. Well, if you press enter on add to quick access toolbar, you can actually add the current function that you're looking at to there. So if you know, for example, that you want to pin a bunch of folders to quick access, you can assign it to the quick access toolbar. And then it'll give it a number, so you could push, like, from the main list of files or whatnot, you could press Alt, followed by that number that it assigned on the quick access toolbar, and you'll be able to instantly pin the folders to quick access, or the files to quick access. So that can be really handy.
Show quick access toolbar below.
And then the two other items just have to do with how things are shown on the ribbon and whether it's minimized. I'm going to press Escape to close this menu.
Documents window. Ribbon property.
And I'm now going to press Tab again to go back up to the ribbon tabs.
Home tab submenu Alt H.
We're now going to go right once.
Share tab submenu Alt S.
To the Share tab and press Enter.
Documents window. Ribbon property page. Ribbon tabs tab control. Share tab selected. Press submenu. Share property page. Send toolbar. Share button unavailable. Choose an app to share the selected files. Alt S S 1.
Tab again.
Email button unavailable. Send the selected items in an email. Files are sent as attachments and folders as links. Alt S E. Zip button. Create a compressed, zipped folder that contains the selected items. Alt S C. Burn the disk button. Burn the selected items to a recordable disk. Alt S B. Print button unavailable. Send the selected files to the printer. Alt S P. Fax button. Fax the selected items. Alt S F. Share with toolbar. Give access to group and share the selected items with other people on the network. Give access to drop down button submenu. Alt S W. Remove access button. Stop sharing the selected items. Alt S S S. Toolbar. Advanced security button. Manually set up advanced sharing settings for the selected item. Alt S A. Send toolbar. Share button unavailable.
So that's it for this tab.
Share tab, view tab, sub.
And then we have the
document preview page.
Yeah, the same view tab.
Sub, show file name, hidden items, views.
So now, I'm going to show you how these drop down buttons and split buttons work. So, there were some of each on the home tab, so we're going to go back there.
Copy button, paste button, cut button, move, copy, patch button, paste, shortcut button, organize toolbar, move to drop down button, sub.
Move to drop down button. So, I'm going to press space to activate the drop down button. I believe you can do enter as well. We will try each, so I'm going to press space.
Move to list. Documents checked.
Now, this is.
Pictures checked.
A.
Phone tones checked. Phone tones. See. Word race. Media. Music. Video. Desk. Download. Document. Music. Pictures. Video. Choose location. Move to list. Documents checked.
I was tabbing, but. Pictures. You can also use up and down arrow keys if you prefer to make it kind of feel more like a menu.
Phone tones checked. Phone tones.
So you do not have to tab through here. If you feel more comfortable thinking of this as a list and you use your up and down arrow keys, then you can by all means do that.
Media.
And that's how I'm doing that right now.
Music checked. Videos checked. Desktop checked. Downloads checked. Documents checked. Music checked. Pictures checked. Videos checked. Choose location. Choose where you want to move the selected items.
Now,
move picture, put word, phone tones checked. Phone tones picked up. Choose location. Choose where you want to move the selected items.
I want to show you this choose location dialog because I think this is very similar to what we had back in XP. So I'm going to press enter.
Move items dialog, select the place where you want to move the end manual, then click the move button. Move button alt plus M. Cancel button. Select the place where you want to move the end manual, then click the move button. Tree view. B collapsed 2 of 8 level 1.
So this is very similar to XP. I think about the only thing that's different is some of the wording in this dialog box, but I mean this is largely the same.
This piece.
So you would just
one drive level 0 desk.
You would
this PC expect
just choose where
desktop.
You want to move it.
Documents collapsed 3 of 10 level 2.
And then you would hit OK.
Download.
I'm however not gonna
folder.
Move this right now.
And alt plus F. Select the downloads. Make new folder button alt plus F.
Oh, and you can also type in the manual folder and you can make a new folder by pressing the make new folder button.
Move button alt plus M.
There's a move button.
Cancel button.
And a cancel button if you decide that you don't want to move the item. Now, because this item is already in the spot that I want it to go,
cancel.
I'm going to press cancel.
Documents with the admin.
However,
ribbon drop file tab drop down
I
ribbon
will
tab.
Show you the copy to.
Pin the quick copy, cut, paste shortcut, but copy, paste, paste, organize, copy the drop down.
We're going to do the same thing, copy to.
Copy the list. Documents checked.
And you can see this is set up the exact same way as move to.
Picture,
and I'm actually going to go ahead and do the copy.
Meeting, news, video, desk, down,
I like this a little bit.
News,
like this could
pick,
be a
video,
little bit nicer
choose.
Than Control C and manually finding the location. If you are frequently moving things and you want and you prefer to see kind of that list of folders and whatnot, or if you want to like type in where you want it to go and stuff like that. So,
choose location, choose where you want to copy the selected items.
So I'm going to press enter.
Copy items dialog, select the place where you want to copy the end manual, then click the copy button. Copy button alt plus C.
I'm going to shift tab to the tree view.
Make new folder button folder. Edit alt plus F. Select the place of OneDrive.
And
B collab.
We
one left,
are going
left
to peak,
this
put
PC
this
expand, level 2 3D desktop collab.
On
documents
my,
window.
Desktop.
Items view list. BN manual 1 of 28.
And I pressed enter and that copied the stuff. If I go to my desktop now.
User group show desktop list. This PC 2 of 20.
And press B.
BN manual 10 of 20.
There it is. I am going to delete this. I'm going to see if Control D works on the desktop.
Delete folder dialog. Are you sure you want to move this folder to the recycle bin? BN manual date created. 9/3/2018 9:04 p.m. Yes button alt plus Y.
I will press yes.
Documents window. Items, name,
and it
retrieve
is done.
Item,
ribbon, for the
ribbon,
split buttons,
file, ribbon, share, tap, home,
we'll show you those next.
Copy, cut, paste, organ, copy, delete, grouping, delete, split button, delete, control plus D, move the selected items to the recycle bin or permanently delete them.
So, the way a split button works, is...
Rename button, new tool, new easy access, new item drop down buttons, be open.
Is that pressing enter activates the main function of the button, and if you press an arrow key, it will give you more options. So it's kind of like a drop down button, but the difference being that when you press enter, it performs the primary function of that button, which in that case was delete. But if you use the arrow keys, you'll get a menu with more deletion options, which is why it's called a split button.
Home,
so I'm going to show this
items,
to you.
BN,
however,
BN.
I'm going to copy this somewhere else so that I can show this to you without causing any
network
things
this
to happen. So
left,
I'm going to
download,
temporarily
downloads,
copy this into my downloads
items,
just using the paste method, Control V.
Selected.
There we go.
Be at manual.
Now, I'm going to go to the home tab.
Ribbon, file tab, rib, ship, home tab, submit.
Go to delete.
Pick a copy or cop, delete, grouping. Delete, split button, delete. Control plus D. Move the selected items to the recycle bin or permanently delete them.
If I press enter on delete.
Recycle, move the selected items to the recycle bin.
It actually opened that split button, and we're now in a menu where we can recycle it, which is just like pressing delete normally. And if you do that, it'll go to the recycle bin. If you down arrow.
Permanently delete the selected items. Show recycle confirmation, check turn confirmations for recycling on or off. Recycle, move the...
So you can turn on or off the recycle bin confirmation that says, you know, do you want to move this file to the recycle bin and stuff like that? So you can do that here as well. And now
home,
I find
tap,
it interesting that pressing enter on
that
delete button,
delete split button,
actually open the menu. On pressing down arrow doesn't open it.
Delete.
So it works different than other split buttons I've seen, because, for example, in like Internet Explorer. If you use the save split button, pressing enter performs the main action of the save button, while pressing down arrow gives you
delete
a menu of choices. Now, if I press space,
recycle move.
Okay, so pressing space does the same thing.
Downloads,
so,
with delete, rename button, delete.
Yeah, so I think it's just how this split button is set up, but generally speaking, as a rule of thumb, when you see split button, you can press space or enter, and it will in this case give you choices. Let me see
home
what else I was going to show you.
Minimize the ribbon tab, view, home, take copy or cop, delete, rename, new toolbar, new folder button, new item drop down.
New item drop down. If I press down arrow.
Easy access drop down, new item drop.
That just moves through the ribbon, so there's kind of a theme here where when it says button of any sort, you just want to press enter.
Pressed. New item list. Folder checked. Alt H W F.
This is like if you right click when you have no items selected and you go into the new submenu and you have folder. If you down arrow now.
Shortcut checked. Alt H W S. Bitmap image checked. Contact checked. Rich text document checked. Text document checked, compressed, zipped, folder checked, alt, H, W, F, downloads with new item, create a new...
Okay, so if we tab then from new item...
Easy access drop...
Easy access, if I press the space...
Included library submenu includes a selected folder in one of your libraries. Alt, H, A, I...
Excuse me, so I don't use the libraries, but if you are into that, kind of like in the Windows 7 days, you can set that kind of thing up here. If I down arrow.
Mapless drive, map the selected location as a drive. Alt, H, A, M.
So it's looking to me like you can actually map this folder as a drive, which is kind of interesting. I kind of thought that that was only for networked folders, but it's looking as though you can actually do it here too.
Included library.
So those are the only two that are showing up right here.
Download. Open toolbar. Properties grouping. Properties split button.
Now there's properties split button. So I'm going to press space.
Properties show the properties for the selected item.
So we can show properties.
Remove properties unavailable.
Or you can remove
properties.
Or you can remove properties that you have set on the specific file or folder.
Download open grouping. Open the selected file with the default program. Open split button.
Again, open split button. So the main function is, well, it's going to open it with whatever program you've set as the default. But again, because it's a split button, you actually have some other choices here. So I'm going to press space, and we can see what is in this group of choices.
Open list. Windows Explorer checked.
So this is giving you a list of choices and things that you can open it with. It's offering Windows Explorer. And because it's a folder, that's the only thing.
Now,
so I'm actually going to open
Explorer. Explorer. Ribbon items.
I'm going to open that folder.
01 getting.
And I found a rich text file.
Type edit rich text document.
And now we will use the open split button on this.
Button downloads pressed. Desktop alt. Button downloads pressed. Button documents alt. Button pitch, button phone, button word, button meet, button meet, button fit, button open Windows power options, chip help group, close frequent places grouping, file tab, ribbon tab, share home tab, sub menu, BN manual with copy button.
Oh, it focused the wrong thing there for some reason, and I was getting confused.
Paste button.
But we're back on the home tab, so I'm going to go to the open split button.
Or copy to delete, rename, new I easy, open toolbar. Properties, open grouping, open the selected file with the default program. Open split button.
So I'm going to press space.
Open list. WordPad checked.
That's the only thing I have, but you would be able to choose other apps if you had them installed. So I'm going to press escape.
Edit button unavailable. Edit. History button show is select toolbar. Select all button.
So
select
I'm just
button,
checking
selection
if
button,
any more
clipboard toolbar. Pin the quick access button, copy button, paste button, paste the cut button, move the copy path button.
Oh, and notice that the paste button is now available because we copied the folder to the clipboard earlier.
Paste shortcut button, paste organize toolbar. Move the drop down button, copy the drop down buttons, delete grouping. Delete rename button, new toolbar. New folder button, new item drop down, easy access, open toolbar, open grouping, open the properties group, edit button unavailable.
And so,
ribbon items.
That is basically it for the File Explorer ribbon.
Explorer.
I'm gonna check where I currently am.
Address combo box collapsed. Edit D. Selected C. Users B downloads B and map address.
And I just
back
did
announce.
That
item
by
01. Downloads, explore, BN map.
I did that by just hitting Alt D, and it showed me the address bar. So I'm going to delete this. And just to show you, I'm going to go to the ribbon and delete it from there so that you can see how permanently deleting works.
Ribbon property page, file tab, ribbon tabs, ship home.
So we're going to go to the home tab,
copy,
organize
delete,
toolbar,
cop, delete grouping. Delete.
Delete.
Recycle. Move this permanently. Delete. Delete folder dialog. Are you sure you want to permanently delete this folder? BN manual date created. 9/3/2018 9:06 p.m. Yes button. Alt plus Y.
And I'll press yes to permanently delete this. So it's not going to go into my recycle bin. It's just going to be completely gone from my hard drive.
Downloads window. Items view list.
And so, yeah, that is the ribbon for the File Explorer. And I'll show it to you in WordPad next.
Voice recorder. User desk WordPad. Document WordPad window. Rich text window edit multi-line. Blank.
So this won't be quite as extensive because there's not quite as much to show. However, it behaves a little bit differently. So I'm just going to type some text in.
Ribbon.
Okay. Now I'm going to go up to the ribbon with the Alt key.
Ribbon property page. Ribbon tabs tab control. Home tab selected Alt H.
We can arrow across the tabs.
View tab selected Alt V. Minimize the ribbon help but file ribbon tab.
Just like view home you're used tab. To. But the difference is here, you don't have to press enter. And that's because NVDA is reporting selected, so if I just press tab.
Minimize the ribbon button, show only the tab names on the ribbon. Alt Y.
You hit the minimize button, then if you tab again.
Help button gets help using WordPad. Alt Y.
Help button, and then tab again.
Home property.
Now
page.
You're in the home tab
clipboard
itself.
Toolbar. Paste group and click here for more options such as pasting only plain text. Paste split button paste. Control plus V. Paste the contents of the clipboard.
So again, we have a split button here. If I press space.
Paste the contents of the clipboard. Alt H V P. Paste special Alt H V S. Paste the.
So you have paste and paste special. I think if you press enter on paste special, it'll give you a dialog.
Paste special dialog source. Inserts the contents of the clipboard into your document so that you may activate it using package or shell object. As. List. Package.
Okay, so this is kind of neat.
Okay, cat display as icon checkbox not check paste radio button check paste link radio button check.
Oh, paste link or paste.
Paste radio paste link.
Okay. So,
as, list, package, okay, cat.
I've never used this, document. But I did that more just to show you that that opens a dialogue.
Ribbon property page, ribbon.
So we're going to go,
oh, mid, help, cut button, home. Copy button, paste group,
paste,
cut button, on the
cut,
copy button,
copy,
font toolbar,
you can change
font
the
font, family combo box, change the font family. Edit Alt H F1. Selected Calibri.
So this is an edit combo box. Jaws would read it as edit combo. And you can use the arrow keys to move through.
Calibri. Calibri Light. Cambria. Calibri. Calibri selected.
Calibri and tab. See, and this is where.
See? Calibri.
This is where.
Land.
I kind of get stuck. Now, given that this is an edit combo, I wonder if you can alt up arrow.
Calibri.
Maybe escape.
Calibri selected.
Okay.
Font size copy.
So that works. So after you change the font to what you want, you actually... It kind of seems weird, but you press escape to get out of the selection there.
Font family.
And I'll just do that just to confirm that this works.
Calibri.
So
Calibri Light.
We'll choose
Cambria. Click Setsies. Franklin.
I'm gonna hit T.
Ahoma selected. Mesnuroman selected.
So it's reading as I kinda type out the font. And if I'm not sure what it is, I can hit the read line command.
Times New Roman.
And it'll tell me if that's the one I want to get out of this, because again, you hear that if you press tab. You press escape.
Calibri selected.
Oh.
Font family combo box change the font.
So it's not actually.
Calibri.
It's putting it back on Calibri. So. So the only thing I've found is really to press enter.
Rich text.
And then.
I am typing.
What happens is.
I am typing Calibri. Land.
If I.
T. Calibri 11 point.
If I. See, that should have made my future text.
A. Calibri.
Times New Roman, but.
Calibri 11.0 feet.
I'm not
Black.
Sure.
Ribbon prop.
Why
don't cut button. Cut. Grow from shrink bold.
Whoops.
Font size. Cut font family combo box. Change the font family. Edit Alt H F1. Selected Calibri.
Let me try this again.
Ahoma select. Mes New Roman. Bridge text with Calibri 11. Ellipse Times New Roman 11.
There it changed.
Carriage return.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. But the general rule of thumb there is when you hear the one you want to press enter to select it, and then you'll be able to type in that font. But if you're looking at it from an accessibility standpoint, it might be best to... So I'm going to clear this document here. This is a test of trying to change the font. The first part of this text is in Calibri.
Calibri. Carriage return.
And the next
double
two words are in... Well,
it are word two.
We'll change
two.
That to say three.
Eight double word
words
and
are
carriage,
in
carriage return.
Times New Roman.
Roman times T.
And we're going to select these with Control Shift Right Arrow.
Times New Roman selected.
And then we're going to go up to the ribbon and home tab and find font.
Copy font toolbar. Font family combo box. Calibri. A home of Mess New Roman bridge text window.
Now.
Top in. Calibri left.
The sentence starts out.
R word three next. The and. Calibri. And. The next.
We're in Calibri.
Three words. R in. Times.
Now if we check it here starting on times.
Times New Roman 11.0pt default color on default color line left.
So if you're doing ribbons in terms of editing in an application, and you want to deal with font or anything like that, it really might be better to select the text that you want to be in that font, and then apply it instead of switching to that font and then typing the text out, just because of how that ribbon control functions. It's a bit more accessible if you type the text, select it, and then change the font of it right there. And it's generally probably easier to do that anyway for like underlining and things like that anyway, so that you make sure that the attributes are where you intend them to be. So that's an option for you. The font size works in a similar way.
Ribbon, copy, font size, combo, box, change.
This works exactly the same. It's an edit combo.
Grow font button.
There's buttons here to change the font size, and you can hit grow font.
Shrink font button.
Or shrink font.
Bold button change.
Again, you can do bold.
Italic button change.
Italic.
Underline button draw.
Underline.
Strike through button.
Strike through.
Subscript button draw the text smaller and lower than regular text. Superscript button draw the text smaller and higher than text. Color grouping change the text color. Text color split button automatic. Text highlight color grouping make text look like it was marked with a highlighter pen. Text highlight color split button no color. Paragraph toolbar. Decrease indent button decrease the indent level of the paragraph. Alt increase indent button list grouping click the arrow to choose different list styles. List split button.
Again, the split button. So if you press space.
List. None. Alphabet lowercase. Roman numeral uppercase. None. Alphabet uppercase. Roman numeral lowercase. Alphabet lowercase. Roman numbering. None.
So this is a grid.
Numbering. Bullet. None. Numbering.
So what I would recommend for this is maybe, again, the items that you want in a list, type them out, select them, and then apply the list style that you want. We can try that just to make sure that that is indeed how it works.
This is a three words are in time. Three.
So.
This is carriage return.
Here is a list of things that I wanted to end this recording. We're going to say ribbon navigation in File Explorer. Ribbon navigation in Word.
D. Wobber. Up E. Up carriage. Up O. Double. And. Carriage.
WordPad. And. Then we're going to say. Using edit combo boxes in the WordPad ribbon.
Use view.
And then actually above that, we're going to say using split buttons and drop down buttons. So we have a pretty good list here.
Ribbon navig. Here is a list of things that I wanted to cover in this recording.
So we'll just have that as regular text.
Ribbon navigate R.
Now I'm going to select these with shift down arrow.
Ribbon navigation and file explorer selected. Ribbon navigation and word pad selected. Using split buttons and drop down buttons selected. Using edit combo boxes and the word pad ribbon selected.
Now,
using edit.
We have everything selected, ribbon. So we're going to go back to the home tab and go to
shrink,
the
and
lists
super
split button,
text,
which is in the paragraph group.
Toolbar. Decrease and list grouping, click list. None. Bullet. Numbering.
We're going to make this a numbered list.
Ribbon property page. Home property page. Paragraph toolbar. List grouping, click the arrow to choose different list styles. List split button numbering pressed. Rich text window edit multi-line. Selected ribbon navigation and file expand.
Now,
here is a list of things that I wanted to cover in this recording. Ribbon nav.
So we're gonna go down now.
Ribbon navigation and file explorer. Ribbon use it
now. I'm not sure why.
Use ribbon navigation and word pad.
I'm not sure why that didn't work.
Ribbon proper.
I thought that you'd be able to select
sub subtext text pair and create list group and click list numbering.
That's numbering.
Rich text.
And if I go up to the top, whoops.
Ribbon navigation and file here is a list of things. Use ribbon. Under strip sub supers text pair and create list none.
Rich text. Let me make these.
Ribbon here is a drip R. Drip using.
I
ribbon.
Made a mistake somewhere, so I'm gonna make this a list again.
List change lock list grouping list none bullet numbering list split.
So
here is a list
that is now
R ribbon help cut flapper shrink
bullet
sub super text paragraph increase a dead but list group list lit numbering.
So now if we go up to the top,
here is a ribbon
and we check this.
Text pair increase list change list group and click list none.
That part is at none.
Using edit combo box
and at the bottom it should be to
list group
numbering.
List numbering.
Yes, it is. So NVDA just isn't communicating that. I'm not sure why that is. However, if I save this as a text file, which
nope.
I will go ahead and do.
Save as dialog. So save as type. Save as office open doc text document. Save up address. Documents to up. Save word pad dialog. You are about to save the document in a text only format, which will remove all formatting. Are you sure you want to do this? To save another format, click no. Yes button up numbered list.txt. Using strip here is a rip.
So I'm not sure. I thought that maybe it would actually put the numbers in there, but it doesn't look like that's the case.
Ribbon. View tab.
So going from the home tab to the view tab, again, when you move to it, it's selected, so you can tap right in there.
Zoom out button 100% button zoom the document to 100% of the normal size. Show or hide toolbar. Ruler checkbox check show or hide ruler. You can use ruler to measure and line up text and objects in the document. Alt V R. Status bar checkbox check show or hide status bar at the bottom of the window. Alt V S. Settings toolbar. Word wrap drop down button sub menu select word wrapping option to change how text appears on your screen. This does not affect how document looks when you print it. Alt V W. Measurement units drop down button sub menu select measurement units for ruler and page setup. Alt V M. File tab drop down button.
And then you have the file tab drop down, which if you press space.
New create a new open save print group.
You have
page,
the same
send,
sort of setup
Exit all. Send an email. Send
that you have in File Explorer.
Recent doc. No.
And you have recent
open
documents.
Recent numbered list. Dot TF.
And
rich.
So forth. So
voice record.
That will do it for this recording, I think. I hope that you have found this recording useful, and I hope that it answers some questions that people may have had. And I'd be happy to assist in any other way, if need be. And like I said, you know, I'm open to doing these anytime, anytime people need or want it. So that'll do it for this recording. But if you want to get in touch with me, you can send me an email. It's brandongold98@gmail.com. So
pause recording. But
thank you very much for listening, and we will. I'm sure I'll be doing other recordings for you in the near future. So thank you very much.